When you look at the cause of pro-life, it's organically related to what we say about who Christ is and why he came. If we look at the issue of marriage, it's not just a social issue as if it were a political thing and or a political football and we could come down on one side or the other. But what we say of the life in the womb, we say of Christ in every ultrasound, I think. We should think that we are looking at Christ himself who became one of us, who joined to our humanity as the littlest of children. And what we say of marriage, likewise, I don't know what it will mean in this next generation to proclaim that Christ is the bridegroom who sacrificed himself for his bride, the church, if in fact we are so willing to abandon marriage, if we're so willing to abandon the one union from which we came, the male and female, which is a picture for us of Christ's sacrificial love for the church. So these things are tied together inextricably. If we deny the life in the womb, I guarantee you we'll deny Christ as well. We'll deny the little one. Christmas will fall by the wayside. How could we possibly celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ when we're not even able to stand up for those little ones who are being born all around us? And how will we possibly stand up for or be faithful to Christ who is our bridegroom? And that's as the church, that's ultimately that's what we're called to do. If we are to be the church of God, we must be faithful as the bride to our bridegroom.